Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason, to our second treason bite of the series called You Have Value. You know, too often we look at the decay of our society and we think there is nothing that I can do. Now, as we're going to see in this series, this is not even remotely the case. In the first episode, we talked about getting registered to vote. This is a simple and easy step in the right direction. Now, today we're going to talk about yet another simple thing that we can do.
Not too long ago, I received a short video clip sent to me from someone very dear to my heart, and it was from a special lady who she and her husband were my youth leaders at my church where I grew up. I looked up to both of them, but Kathy, she was kind of like my spiritual role model at the time, and I haven't seen her in years in person, but we recently reconnected through social media. I'm friends with her on Facebook, and Kathy sent me this video that her son had shared with her, and we want you to hear this as well. So you can thank Kathy for this episode right here. Thanks, Kathy. Before we get started, don't forget to follow us and like us on Facebook. And by rating us, it also helps others to hear about Truth Is Now Treason.
So before we jump in, we need to tell everybody who we are. I'm Dietrich.
And I am Lennox.
So we're going to summarize a little bit so you're going to understand the context of what's going on here. Now, this occurred in Minnesota. So give you an idea on what's going on in Minnesota. This is a boy who's speaking in front of the school board for his school district. Here's what the education system is like right now in Minnesota. So these stats are from the Minnesota Department of Education. They released statistics that shows the rates for students meeting standards for reading, math, and science in the grades they're in. So for example, reading in Minnesota, 51.1% of students are reading at the level their grade. Math, 44.8% are at the math level for their grade. And then it gets even worse. Science, it's at 41.3% at the science level for their grade.
So as you can see, this is not a good situation in Minnesota at all. Over half of the students there cannot perform skills to the level that they are supposed to. But it is amazing what the school has time for when you listen to the story of Brad Taylor. Now, Brad Taylor is a 15-year-old and has just completed his freshman year at Rosemount High School in Minnesota. It's District 196. And he's speaking in front of his school district's Board of Education about blatant racism he has experienced from not his peers, not other students, but from school staff through its curriculum that the school district has adopted. They were using CRT, and CRT is critical race theory curriculum, where it teaches some students are the oppressors and some students are the oppressed. And as you can imagine, the white people are the oppressors and the students of color are the oppressed.
So basically, to use this logic, LeBron James, a billionaire athlete, is oppressed. Whereas a homeless white guy, he's LeBron James' oppressor.
He goes on to point out to the board comments that were made by the principal when the principal addressed the entire student body on the first day of school. And the principal gave a speech where he welcomed students of every race, except for the white students. The kid goes on to share other incidences as well in the short amount of time that he has to speak. Brad Taylor accuses the school system of becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. And as you heard from the statistics Dietrich read, the state of Minnesota school system is indeed a failure. Let's hear what Brad had to say.
Despite the board's attempt to deny it, District 196 schools are quickly becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. I'll take you back to my first day at RHS this fall. The principal came out and gave us a heartfelt speech about equality and standing together. He began to list countless races, such as Latino, Asian, expressing how much they matter and how important they are. But never once did he mention a race or identity that reflects me, or half the kids that were in the class. You must admit how uncomfortable it will be to be characterized just by your skin color on the first day of school and be thought that you were wrong just because of your skin color. So I'll never forget the look one of my friends gave me from across the room as we were sitting there listening to this blatant bias being expressed in the so-called equity statement by the leader of our school. To be clear, I don't need you to tell me that I matter, but hearing the condolences given to other races and leaving just one race out, it inevitably you'll start to feel like you've done something wrong. And in our principal's attempt to unify us, he instead created unwarranted boundaries and barriers between his students, pitting us against each other based on characteristics that we can't control. In another separate instance, I was told that writing "All Lives Matter" on the whiteboard was political and could be seen as offensive. When I questioned the teacher after class, she told me that she didn't have an answer and she just had to erase it, and it was quickly erased. There are political signs all over RHS about specific races that matter, specific sexual orientations that matter, and specific perspectives that matter. But when I questioned the RHS administration about how these signs were political, they told me that they were supporting human rights. So when I questioned why the equity statement couldn't represent all students, they told me that to even ask that question was outlandish and offensive. And when I asked why that was, they told me, quote, "whites have a pretty good situation right now," unquote. So is that not racism? Disregarding my question merely because of the color of my skin. To be honest, after enduring a year of the people in charge telling me that I'm a racist and I'm privileged and pointing out our irreversible differences, I've never noticed race more. And it's becoming the first thing I notice when I meet someone, which has never before been the case. RHS administration confidently told me that RHS students and staff are happy with their equity statement. But from my experience in talking with other students, this is not the case. I know many kids who disagree with their teachers, but they're too scared to stand up because they're worried that their grades will be docked and their learning experience will be affected. My honors government teacher, I'm not going to say his name, but he's mentioned that Democrats care more about all people while Republicans only care about themselves. And he's also inferred to us that socialism is better than democracy. He even had a statue of a socialist leader in his classroom. I've been told by a lot of kids that they just stay silent and adjust their schoolwork to reflect an acceptable opinion to secure a good grade. I've been approached by multiple teachers who have told me in private that they just want to say that they agree with me and they support me standing up, but they can't say it in front of the class for fear of being disciplined by the administration in some way or losing their jobs. There is clearly only one way to think in this district, and that is that they are teaching their kids to shut up if they don't agree. Now, members of the board, I want you to take a good look at yourselves in the mirror tonight and ask, are you really standing up for the equality of all people, or are you just pushing a damaging political ideology on our students?
Now, notice this 15-year-old posed the question to his teacher about why they couldn't say all lives matter so that they can include everyone. The staff replied that to even ask that question was outlandish and offensive. He then asked, well, why? Their response was, whites have a pretty good situation right now. That's racism. Okay. So kudos to this brave kid. Incredible courage and strength. I hope that we have that same strength. I hope the rest of our traders out there all have that strength. Most kids wouldn't be able to do this, let alone what he tells them next as a consequence to the school's blatant show of racism towards whites. Brad continues on to say this.
Now, due to all these instances I've mentioned and many more that I can't fit in this 5-minute speech, I've decided to leave this district and continue school on a private Christian school online. And there will be sacrifices, and I will not get to walk in the graduation ceremony or attend milestones at RHS, but I will be able to learn in an environment that is not intent on punishing me daily for my skin color and political views. Now, regardless of how you take my speech, whether you just shrug it off as malarkey or Fox News talking points, I encourage you to think about it, because someday I'm going to be a leader. I may be the president, a governor, or just a professional golfer, but I will never stop believing that everybody has value, no matter their skin color or personal beliefs, and it's a shame that you're not going to be able to say that I was an alumni of RHS in District 196. Thank you.
So what is the solution? He has decided to leave this school district and attend a Christian private online school. This is an example, traders, of standing up and pushing back against evil. Being that salt that we talked about in our previous week's truth bit called Salt and Light. And if you haven't listened to it, I challenge you to. It's my favorite. This kid was not backing down, but he was doing it in a graceful manner. He was doing it in a loving, a kind way, but he was standing up against this wrong. wrong against inequitable policies and teachings. We know that racism is wrong. It doesn't matter who it's against. And here is a group of people who say they are for the rights of all individuals, but who clearly are not. There are many other examples that we could share that are similar to Brad's here. This is reverse discrimination. Dietrich, who is in control of education?
That would be Donald Trump. No, seriously. It's the Democrat Party who has always been the ones that teachers are, by and large, part of. Now, it's also the Democrat Party who always claims to be helping the oppressed, but instead is actually, in fact, the one doing the oppressing. They are oppressing children here who are not members of minority groups. All the while, their lying tongues are saying the opposite, acting as if they care. Again, this is how you can tell somebody really cares. Do they defend the defenseless? Democrats can't take their ideas to adults because adults can see their ideas as foolish.
Well, some of them can.
Okay. So they force these upon kids. So they have to groom these kids. Why? Because kids can't think critically. They are, to a degree, defenseless. This is why we have to push back against this.
And I just want to emphasize what Dietrich said. This is a group of educators. Educators who are professionals, trained, and they're doing this. Again, notice Brad's solution. He is withdrawing from public school. And this is how to get these people to stop. The question is, do we have enough parents and kids to stand up against this? Remember, for every kid that withdraws, these school districts lose money. Will there be a sacrifice? Always. There are always risks, heartaches, sacrifices when you fight in any kind of battle.
And Lennox and I both want to be clear on this. We are not saying that the fight is against public schools. The fight is against public schools who treat children this way. Now, so you might be asking the question, why is this happening? You know, who's the party that is dividing people along racial and economic lines here? It's the Democrats. They have no interest in equity, diversity, and inclusion like they love to scream and shout. But what they are doing is they're pitting one group against another. When you're evaluating people based on the color of their skin instead of the content of the character, you have no interest in diversity. When the president of our nation says someone who doesn't vote for him isn't black, black lives don't matter to him, only black votes. He doesn't believe there can be diversity of opinion in a minority group, because if they don't conform to how he thinks, then they're victims of white oppression. This is what it really means, discriminating against someone. The Democrat Party wins by pointing out racism in one group and then telling the other group about it, and then they set themselves up as the savior for the marginalized group. Now, we understand that's not enough to be against something. What are we for? What is it that we are for here at Truth Is Now Treason? We are for giving options to parents so that they have choices for their children when the local school is teaching the children their garbage. You know, it's amazing that we live in a nation that hates monopolies, and rightly so. But when it comes to education, we love the monopoly. Obviously, this is not a good solution. When there's only one option, and the option is, I have to take my kid to public school, that's not a good option. The best way to do this, instead of my property taxes going to the school, how about my property taxes goes to the school that reflects me, reflects my values, reflects my beliefs? If we started to change that, I think we'd see a huge change in the public school system.
Or if you vote for somebody who's for school choice, which means you can enroll your kid in any kind of school system. Doesn't have to be the one that you live in.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that we can fight this? Well, the very first way is don't vote for a Democrat. I'm going to be pretty blunt here. Don't vote for a Democrat. Because most likely, if you do, you will be endorsing racism, because most Democrats, especially in large cities, are teaching this curriculum. Even though, like Brad Taylor said, they'll deny it, but they still are doing it.
Remember, you have value. Here's a way to stand against injustice. You can find out if your school is teaching this nonsense. If they are, then speak at a school board meeting. Become a domestic terrorist.
And if you don't know what Dietrich's saying, instead of going after school systems that are discriminating, and we're talking about the Department of Justice at the federal level, Biden's DOJ, instead of going after the school systems that are teaching this discrimination and endorsing it, they launched an investigation instead on these parents who were fighting against it and coming to school board meetings and standing up against it. They were flagging them at the Department of Justice and the FBI, just like they flag domestic terrorists.
You know, here's another option, homeschooling. Now, did you know that there are programs out there that help out tremendously with this? We met a lady from Loveland, Ohio, who's part of a program where this organization hires teachers for grades 7 through 12, and they are the ones who teach the students 2 days a week. Parents can send their kids to these classes twice a week, and it alleviates some of the burden of teaching by the parents choosing this route. So this is called Providence Extension Program. We have a website link for it on our episode details. Look them up. The website is pep1.org.
If your kid's going to be graduating soon, you might want to think about not sending your kid to a liberal arts college, but instead sending them to trade schools. We actually need plumbers, electricians, and you graduate with little to no debt and you make great money. A person graduates with a certificate and some kind of trained skill in much less time, too, than going to secular universities. And here's what we want to really emphasize. They won't be indoctrinated like they are at liberal arts colleges or at secular universities.
You know, if your child wants to go into a field that requires college, then send them to a Christian college. But you got to be aware, got to be careful what's going on at that college. Lies from our society are even infiltrating this spiritual environment. We had an experience at Lennox's alma mater. It's a Christian college where, just like Brad said, political signs for every race except for white were allowed to be everywhere, even gender or sexual orientation signs at this Christian college. They were hung on school walls and around the campus, but you were not allowed to put up a White Lives Matter sign. These kids at these Christian colleges were told that it was racist and had to be taken down. So don't think just because it's a Christian college that you're safe from the lie and discrimination. Just like Brad said, he is for treating all people equally, no matter what the skin color. We believe this too. This is what we stand for. We believe in evaluating people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. CRT believes that you can tell who a person is by the color of their skin. Nothing could be more full of lies than that. I hope you'll join us in fighting back against this. You are worth it, our children are worth it, and this nation is worth the fight.
This is one individual who's only a teenager, who's taking a stand against this wrong. Imagine if we all joined him in pushing back. Adults, let's help these young people. In our Salt and Light Truth Bit, we said the very first step in pushing back is to not participate in the lie. Brad Taylor is an example of how to not participate.
Until next time, my fellow traders.